This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's noon in D.C., and it's time to go blitzing around the Beltway. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The Wizards got a big win, 16 points, 17 rebounds from Marcin Gortat, and their season opener, John Wall, led them to victory. The Nationals are making a decision this week on Dusty Baker's future. The Redskins are getting ready for the Eagles on Monday Night Football. The Caps are idle, trying to find their offense again. There's a lot going on in town. We'll prioritize the teams you care the most about right now, starting with the Redskins. Craig Hoffman is our Redskins beat reporter. Craig, catch us up to speed. I saw you clarifying online. Adam Schefter said that the Redskins designated Jonathan Allen to return on injured reserve. I just saw that the Bucs did that with their quarterback, Ryan Griffin. But I thought there was no designation to return this year. Where are we at on this?
No, there's not. So what happens is any player goes on IR. So for the Redskins and Jonathan Allen, if they haven't done it yet, he'll go on IR. Any player that is on injured reserve after 6 weeks is eligible to practice, after 8 weeks is eligible to play, and you make that designation at that time. You can do that for two players per season. But there's nothing the Redskins do right now. So Schefter's report, as good as he is wrong. Now, they could anticipate him returning, but they certainly would not make that designation right now because there's no reason to.
All right, so where does the production come from then? We know Allen's out for a long time. Forget about how long, if it's 8 weeks, if it's 9 weeks, it's season, whatever. He's not coming back for some time. They've got some guys in the room, but they need more from a whole bunch of players. To you, Craig, if you're going to circle one name, who is that name that's got to be better in Allen's absence?
I would think Terrell McClain. Well, Stacey McGee would be kind of 1A, 1B. I think those two guys can play that inside spot. Obviously, Matt Ioannidis' production is not going to go up because you can't do more than what Matt Ioannidis has done so far this year. He's been incredible. But one of those two guys is going to have to play next to him. And I know, Grant, I heard you yesterday singing Anthony Lanier's praises, and I think all of us love Anthony because he's a great dude. But he just doesn't, to me, have that body type to play inside in that 4-3. He's so long. I'd rather have him almost outside in a 3-4, and maybe there's a chance that he slides out some there in base. But in that nickel spot where Allen was getting most of his snaps and really doing a lot of his damage, and next to Ioannidis inside of Preston Smith and Ryan Kerrigan, I think it's going to be either McClain or McGee that's going to have to step up. And both those guys have shown capability this year. It's just doing it on a consistent basis, where Allen has been more consistent so far this year.
Yeah, I worry more about replacing Allen the run stuffer, because I think Lanier can help them a little bit, not a lot, getting up the field. But to your point, McClain, McGee, those guys, when they're trying to stop the run, that's where I have some concerns. Let's go to the other side of the ball real quick on offense. Terrell Pryor progress, he had a couple catches early, looked like he was off to his best start of the season, then kind of went away. And Ryan Grant was fantastic. I mean, he was absolutely reliable. I'm not sure he's ever going to create yards outside of the scheme or make plays after the catch, but when the game was on the line, Kirk Cousins was looking for number 14.
Right. Ryan Grant's big plays on Sunday were far better than his overall game. I mean, you don't want to be like, I don't want to slow down the Ryan Grant parade because we've done nothing but kill the guy for a couple years. And he made some unquestionably huge catches on Sunday. And those spots, Kirk Cousins clearly trusts him right now as much as anybody else, which is amazing because that seems to include Jordan Reed and Jameson Crowder. With that said, there were some other Ryan Grant moments in the game. And there is the reminder that Ryan Grant is Ryan Grant. And Danny, as you're fond of saying, it's not Ryan Grant's fault that he's Ryan Grant. As for Pryor, the early stuff was good. I would like to see some of that continue throughout the game, some of that easy stuff, because his vertical threat is so great that he can basically steal yards. He gets the DBs on their heels backpedaling because they're so afraid of his speed, and then can just stop short and pick up a free 7, 10, whatever yards on a comeback route. And that kind of stuff is going to be there throughout a game. And then it's a matter of hitting the big play. That double move that he had, the fake smoke screen, that's a ball Kirk really needs to hit, and he missed it by about a yard and a half. But, you know, you miss a guy who's 6'5", a yard and a half high, and you're going, man, like, you put it anywhere close and you're giving that guy a chance. And I think as Kirk and Pryor get their chemistry down on some of those bigger play balls, that's really going to open up Pryor's potential in this offense, and I think that's kind of the next step for him.
So let's talk about this. Other teams get paid to play, too. Defensive coordinators have seen the Redskins
yes.
through these several weeks, and they understand their bread is buttered with 25 right now. I mean, this has been the Chris Thompson show, 125 yards more receiving than anybody else on the roster. By the way, the number two receiver is Vernon Davis. I'm sure that's according to plan. But how do they get more out of the other guys? You touched on Pryor, but to me, you've got to find Reed, you've got to find Crowder, and even if it's Doxson, somebody else has to do it. You can't just have 45-yard screen passes down in, down out.
Yeah, and some of that is on those guys to be better, frankly. I mean, I think that Reed has been okay, but he's not been quite himself. And okay, Jordan Reed's still a really good player. He's just not Jordan Reed. Crowder, I think, has been slowed down a little bit by some of his injuries. And as he gets back to full health, I think he'll become more effective. And he was slightly better on Sunday. And then it's on, you know, the outside guys on Pryor and Doxson to be crisper and cleaner. Even Doxson's touchdown route, he did what he needed to do. He got across and in front of the safety, but it wasn't real smooth in getting there. You know, and he just used his physical prowess to be able to bring in that ball. So I think it's on those guys to be better, and Kirk will continue to trust his reads. And if guys are open, he's going to throw the ball. If they're not, he'll go somewhere else. And if that check down, you know, he's really good at progressing through his reads very quickly. And that allows for guys like Chris Thompson on check down to have a little bit of extra space, make a guy miss and, you know, do his thing. So I think Chris Thompson's not going to go anywhere, though, because I don't really know what you do with him. Like, are you going to stick your best corner on him? No, you can't really do that. That's really a waste of a corner, because what happens if he stays in and blocks? So the Chris Thompson matchup nightmare is not going anywhere. That's the good news. But you'd hope, obviously, that he doesn't necessarily wind up as your leading receiver on the season unless he does get 100 yards receiving every week.
Kicking situation. No Hopkins. Rose is in. I guess you guys really haven't had a chance to see him at all. What are the Redskins saying about that?
Yeah, no, we haven't had a chance to see him yet. Going to practice here shortly, but this is a kid with an enormous leg. I think at this point everyone knows. The fun fact is that he hit an 80-yard field goal once in practice. So that's good. The problem is there's a lot of bad in that he only made 70% of his field goals at Texas. So clearly they value the big leg. That's part of the reason they signed Hopkins in the first place a couple years ago. So he can boom the ball through the end zone on kickoffs. Rose seemingly will be able to do that. But if he starts to miss some kicks, then you wonder if there's going to be a couple more kickers that run their way through here.
Craig, thank you as always, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. See you guys.
There he goes. I want to talk hoops, please, Tommy. Our pal Chase Hughes covers those Washington Wizards for NBC Sports Washington. Chase, Jason Smith, first of all, update us on that injury. Second of all, Kelly Oubre, I believe God took over his body on a dunk. Tell us about that.
Yeah, exactly. So Jason Smith got a great opportunity, and through training camp and preseason, he won the starting job at power forward because Markieff Morris is out due to sports hernia surgery. Unfortunately, only 7 minutes into that game, Jason Smith had to leave with a sprained right shoulder. Today he's going to get an MRI. Martin Gortat, for one, said they don't think it's going to be serious. A few of the players acted like he wouldn't be out too long. But we'll see exactly how long he's out, because obviously there's a domino effect, because he'd be the second power forward out. Last night, that wasn't an issue at all, because Kelly Oubre took those minutes, had 14 points, 7 rebounds, hit 4 threes, and threw down, honestly, maybe the best put-back dunk I've seen in years. I mean, it was perfectly aligned how he basically caught the ball completely behind his body and threw it down. So I asked him about it after the game, and he said he blacked out during that moment. God took over his soul, and all praise to God. So it was a pretty good quote for sure.
That is a good quote. Marcin Gortat wanted to be traded at the end of last season. I still remember reading the quotes on the air and Danny and I reacting right after the playoffs. Last night, he was the second Wizard since 83 to start the year with 16 points and 17 rebounds in an opener. How did we get from point A to point B?
Yeah, last night was one of the best games of his entire career. This is his 11th season. And if you ask Scott Brooks, because I think the points stood out more than anything, you know, he's definitely a good rebounder, but last night he had 10 points in the fourth quarter. It's not often you see him do that. And I asked Scott Brooks, you know, what led to that, and he was like, basically, he did what I've been telling him to do for a long time, which is set screens for John Wall and roll to the basket and just trust that play, and good things will come out of it. And as you saw last night, he was able to capitalize on a lot of passes from John Wall. There were a lot of easy dunks right around the basket. And, you know, he also had three blocks, which I think was very impressive. You know, it's interesting. After the game, he told us that he dedicated the game to a former teammate of his who passed, a Polish basketball legend. So it was a big emotional night for him, and he came through with one of the best games of his career.
All right, Chaser, now the bad. It's sort of the same year, different story here. The bench, a cobbled together sort of group of, you know, bargain players. You know, everybody's got a wrinkle. I understand that with the way the salary cap is, but Meeks has been hurt a bunch. Mike Scott had his off-court stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But this group gave away leads a couple different times last night. Everybody was a minus player that came off of the bench. Is it just one night too soon to read something into it, or do you think we're in for more of the same like we've been the last couple years?
Yeah, I think I would just chalk it up as one night, just because I think if Jody Meeks stays healthy, for one, he's going to make a big impact. Last night he had 14 points in 19 minutes and was able to, you know, kind of impact the game a little bit. Tim Frazier didn't have the best debut. He had a few assists but didn't score, and definitely was part of that unit that let the lead slip away a little bit. I think Mike Scott's got some potential, but he's also, like Jody Meeks, got health concerns. The bench, I think we won't really be able to evaluate until it's a complete unit, because right now, I mean, it's all out of sorts with two power forwards being hurt. But I think ultimately it will be improved. How improved, we'll see, because ultimately the test will come in the playoffs, because it's one thing to hold leads in the regular season, but if you can cough them up in the playoffs, then it's a completely different story.
Chase, thank you, buddy. We appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
See you, pal.
That is your Beltway Blitz. We do it every day at noon on Grant and Danny. We're only 15 minutes away from being joined by former quarterback Rich Gannon, now in the CBS booth. Next, some quarterback rankings that we paid close attention to came out yesterday. Where does Kirk Cousins come in around the NFL? What do we think of his spot in the standings? That's next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.